Hi, Stu.
Hey.
Glad you could join us.
How's everybody?
I'm feeling much better now that I see that little face of yours.
Oh, gosh. What are you trying to do, butter me up?
Nope, just happy that there's four of us. Well, I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. It is now, let me see. No, I'm not. He's not ready. Sorry, I thought you were ready. Oh, no. Great, we have our thumbs up. Okay, calling this meeting of the 60 plus advisory committee to start. It is Monday, February 28th, and it is 2:37. So welcome everybody. Gonna have Sonia. First of all, I'll introduce her really quick. This is Sonia. She is our new supervisor. And I've already had the wonderful opportunity to meet with her in person a couple of times, which we will get to the reason for that in a few minutes. You'll probably get to know her really soon. If you haven't met her in person, I encourage you to come in and say howdy do to her. She is always busy and she's always in her office, but she'd still be glad to see you. So Sonia, welcome to us, and can you take roll call, please?
Okay, thank you very much, Anne, and it's very nice to meet you, Stu. I think you and CM I have not met in person, so let's go ahead and do roll. Bryn, here. Stu is
here.
Here. Patty Oliver is here. Anne Way
here.
Is here. CM Hall
here.
Dill here. Okay. Okay,
great.
That's it then.
We're all here, and I'm ecstatic we have a quorum. So we haven't actually met since November, so I'm hoping you all had happy and safe holidays. We do have two sets of minutes to review and approve. The first one is November 10th, and the second one is November 22nd. So if you have not had a minute to read those, please do. And then I will entertain a motion to accept them individually or separately, whatever you choose to do.
The only question I had about this set was, I believe the numbering of the goals has changed. And I'm wondering what number is 24. Well, goal 25.
No, November 22nd or November 10.
Let me back up. Let me explain myself. I'm looking at November 10th.
Okay.
And I'm looking to approve the minutes. And I see a goal number 25.
Yes, you do. And I can tell you why. That's because of the system that they have to put it in. It automatically numbered it that way, and Mike was not able to change it. So we do not really have 25 goals, heaven forbidsies.
Exactly, and I was wondering, that was kind of confusing. Okay.
No problem.
Otherwise, I don't have any comments with this one.
Is there a move to approve?
Okay.
This is Bryn. I move to approve the November 10th and November 22nd, 2021 meetings minutes as written.
Thank you.
I have something for the...
Okay, just a minute. Do we have a second? Patty seconded. Okay, Stu, now there's discussion.
Okay, I move to open up the minute discussion for the second set of minutes, please, the 22nd.
Okay, so we currently have a motion that is open.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to actually speak.
That's because once we have a motion made, it needs to be seconded before we move on. Bryn, do you want to?
I know. I didn't want to move on. That's the reason.
Bryn, do you want to change your motion?
Sure. So I'll withdraw that and move to accept the minutes of the November 10th, November 2021 minutes as written.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that one.
Stu is making the second. Thank you. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Patty, what's your vote? Are you moving to accept them? Okay. Thank you. All righty. Now we can move on to the second one, second set of minutes. What was your question, Stu?
Well, it's similar to the other one. There's a goal 24. Does that mean that's goal four? Goal one and goal four, Bryn had been working on, but it says goal one and goal 24, which we don't have a goal 24.
It would be the same issue, just the numbering in there.
I know it's the same issue. It's the same issue. I'm just curious about what goal is 24.
I don't see a 20. Oh, Brandon been working on these.
And I see a goal 25, but they're explained. But the goal 24, it says that Bryn's been working on it, but it doesn't actually talk about goal 24 anywhere.
I think it
Which
was,
goal is that?
Was that 1 and 4, Bryn? I'll have to pull
E1 up. E1 and E4?
What was that?
Are you looking at E1 and E4?
My question is, which two goals are you working on? The minutes of the meeting of November 10th says you're working on goal number one and goal number 24. Which one is it? Is it? I know we don't have a 24.
Okay, you're looking at the minutes of which date, Stu?
Well, we've already approved the minutes of the 10th, so now I'm looking at the minutes of the 22nd.
Could you tell me what the first sentence in that is? Because
It's under discussion items, about the fifth or sixth line. It says goal 1 and 24. Bryn has been working on these.
Okay. I'm looking at the City of Newport, Oregon goals.
I'm looking at the minutes for the meeting of November 22nd, 2021. We're trying to approve those, correct?
I understand. Yeah, let me find.
I have those in front of me, and that was the Create a 60-plus Volunteer Driving Program. That's what that goal was.
Right. Okay. And what number of goal was that?
24.
There is a 24 goal then?
Just because of the system is peculiar.
Yeah, I'm trying to map it back to the goal. Okay, so there you go. It was actually number four. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. So now I can map it back to the goals that are numbered properly. Okay.
Thank you,
the other
Stu.
Thing I have is, you're welcome. The other thing I have is, it looks like my tenure in this, was it on this particular set of minutes? I'm sorry. I don't see anybody's tenure on that. So I'll back off of that comment. I'll bring it up in another section of the meeting.
Okay, great. Any other questions or discussions about the minutes before we have a motion to accept them?
Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept the meeting minutes of November 22nd, 2021 of the 60-plus advisory committee as written.
Is there a second? Okay, Patty, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Pass, okay. Motion passes. Okay. Thank goodness, November was a long time ago. Okay, discussion items. Well, I got myself all excited and already introduced Sonia. Do you want to tell us a few more things about yourself?
Sure. My name, obviously, is Sonia Graham. I started at the 60 Plus Center on December 2nd, 3 months tomorrow. I've been very happy to be here. I was previously working at Ocean View Senior Living here in Newport, where I was Community Relations Director. I've been working in senior living for the past 9 years. Wow. Nine and a half, actually. Previous to that, I was in management consulting. I have an MBA and a Master of Health Services Administration and a Master of Industrial Organizational Psychology. And love working with the seniors. And I'm very, very, very happy to be here.
Great. I know I'm ecstatic that you're here. Okay. Let's move on now to discussion item 4B. So the reason this is here is because Mike was going to finish them after our November 22nd meeting and send them to us so we could vote on them, so we could accept them. But busyness, timeliness, all kinds of things happen. Life was happening in Mike's world. And he got them into the system so that City Council could do their work with them, but we have not approved them yet. So that's why we're looking at the 22-23 committee goals. And that is the second page.
Through 23.
Yeah, and I see. Oh, I'm going to be so glad when I don't have to wear this because I get dog hair and it tickles my throat. Oh my gosh, which my baby's a year old today. Okay. Okay, those look. Meet the needs of the growing. I know that Bryn had sent some wordage in, and I want to make sure before we get too far into this that Bryn sees the changes that she had requested.
But yeah, that looks correct to me. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you. So we actually have 5 goals, but they're numbered 1, 3, 5, 24, and 25. This system is not all that friendly, I guess, when you're adding and trying to do things in it. I know how that goes. So the first goal that we currently have, or that we are discussing to work on this next year, is partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health to promote electronic health inquiry and provide information to patients about local evidence-based programs. This is a 2 to 5 year goal. And our objectives are to add one more additional evidence-based program to what is being offered, and that's currently what's being offered. And then identify other parks and recreation departments to partner with in the state of Oregon to offer evidence-based programs.
Yeah, pardon me, that's what I've been working with, and it seems to be moving along right as we had hoped when we wrote those goals.
Thank you, Sonia. And Sonia is correct. I was looking at the wrong goals. So the correct sheet says 1, 5, 25, 26, 27. These were the previous, 2022 and 2021. They don't have a number on the top, and that's all it took to confuse my little brain. Okay. All righty, then goal number 5.
Okay, yes. So you look at fiscal year 22-23?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, goal number five, which is really number two, to seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60-plus community. This is an ongoing goal. Create collateral material in both English and Spanish. Develop a strategy to identify bilingual and multicultural volunteers, and identify outreach strategies to underserved community members, including low-income families, the homeless, and indigenous tribes. Goal number three, which says 25, form a work group to focus on 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. This is also an ongoing goal. Create a manual specifically for 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. Review all current 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. Update and replace current 60-plus activity center policies and procedures as necessary. Goal number four, which says 26, somebody is really thinking we're amazing. Encourage all members of the 60-plus advisory committee to become members of the association. Okay, on a quarterly basis, encourage members to join the association at the committee meetings, January, April, July, and October, and that should be 2023. Committee members should try to report on their involvement. And they shouldn't try, they just should. Okay, and then goal number five, which is 27, improve community engagement to users of the facility. Develop and execute innovative strategies to bring new and former community members and volunteers to the 60-plus activity center. So I have two changes to make to, all of a sudden my tongue is in a knot. Two changes here, that's on goal 26, should be the year 2023. No, 2022, that's right. What's wrong with me? And then to remove the word should, or to try, to remove the word try. I guess that's the only change. Hey, does anyone else have any questions about the wording? Now we're not going to bring up new goals now. We're not going to totally wipe these out. We're just trying to get them in a position so we can move on with them.
And I just wanted to double check. We decided to leave that that final statement in there to report on their involvement. Committee members should report on their involvement. I know we had some discussion. Finally, we just decided yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Bryn. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Do we have a motion to accept these goals with the one correction of removing the word try to report, just to report?
Who wants to make the motion? Well, nobody else will. I will. I move that we accept the first set of goals for fiscal year 2022 to 2023, numbered 1, 5, 25, 26, and 27, with the one change to take out the wording of try to report on their involvement and just say report on their involvement on goal number 26.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you,
all right.
Bryn.
Thank you, Bryn.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, terrific. That is done. Whew, that went pretty quickly. Thank you, everybody. So now, just as a
one real quick comment, they're bare bones goals, as you guys know, and they're good. I like them, but we need to drill down into them as a group, right, a little bit, and say hi with those and why and how and when. So we having a plan to actually meet as a group on each goal, or what's the next step? So we're going to take a goal and take it out as our own and move forward with it as the point person and accountability partner of the committee? Or how are we going to arrange moving forward with these goals?
Thank you, Stu. Yes, now is the time when you tell me which one of these goals you are willing to work on. So what this committee has been doing for the last couple of years, and I think it's been very effective, is that we each individually say, you know, I like this goal, I like that goal. A couple of us get together and we work on that goal. One of those people takes the lead on that and reports back at these meetings so we can continually see what we are doing and what we are accomplishing or where we're finding sticking points.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, so far we got Bryn assigned to goal one and goal five. So there's three goals still left to have somebody own.
Okay.
Correct?
Correct.
Actually, I thought that our former member Angela was working on goal five. If I'm on the right page.
Yes, she was. But before go ahead.
I was just going to say that was my comment on the minutes. You were working on goal one and 25, I thought, but maybe I was wrong.
25.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for setting me straight. Go ahead, Ann.
Before we jump too far, I want to remind everybody that even though we have to rewrite our goals, look at our goals, and get them approved and to City Council in a timely manner, we actually don't have to start the work on these goals until July 1st. So it's kind of that winky time of the year when we still should be focusing on what I guess you could say last year's, but the 2021-22 goals. So we still have those to be working on before we jump too far into the new ones, even though there's not really much of a difference.
Yeah, so, thanks for clarifying that.
So what we had in the current goals, Bryn was working on number one. And then who was working with you, Bryn?
Actually, Angela was, but she's no longer on the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there someone else who is interested in working on? Yes. Okay.
Whatever that number is.
Well, that is on the current year goals, number five.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the question. What was being asked?
Patty Oliver was not sure which goal number. She said that she would like to work on the committee as far as working with Indigenous community, which would be goal
That's
number five
first.
On the 20 fiscal year 21-22.
Oh, yep, thank you. That's goal number five, third one down. Mm-hmm. That's on the current year, like Ann said, current year goals. We've already passed the 22-23 ones. So we're looking at the current years now.
Yep.
And Anne, in terms of the one partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health, that's really being done through existing groups that have been in place for about 3 years that I'm working with. So I don't know if it is like if you want to have another person working on that committee or if I can report on that, the process of that. Progress of that myself. I am working with NRPA, with Samaritan, with Terry over at Corvallis, Parks and Rec, and with some others. So it's really kind of moving along pretty well.
Well, if you're comfortable being the person, I'm comfortable with that, Bryn.
Okay. Sure, and I will definitely report back.
Okay. Goal number three. That was Stu and I, And we mm-hmm. reported in November that after much discussion and talking to other people, I went in and spent a little time just talking to some people in the senior center, that at this point in time, we need to just put the skids on this goal. Not really kill it, but just put it off the stove so it's not even percolating until we get back to some sense of norm. There's at this very moment, there is not a need for a bigger facility. There's not a need for more space. So we're just going to hold off. So goal three is just going to sit over there on the counter, and nothing's going to be done with it at this time. Stu, do you have any more to say?
There's certain aspects to this goal. As you know, there's a lot of moving parts. And one of them was to reach out to a consultant. I forget his name at this point in time, but that's where we ended the goal. We hadn't really reached out to him. So maybe we should keep him on the line and just tell him that this goal is on hold, but we'd really like his input.
I think
that's where we were.
I did reach out to him. His name is John Baker. And I attempted multiple times, and he never responded to me. So that was what I would interpret his way of saying that he's not interested.
Okay. Well, that sounds like we may need to do a little work while the goal's on hold to actually come up with that new consultant, correct? But we don't have to work on it. It's according to you, everything is kind of on hold. But it seems as if that might be a blocking issue for that goal going forward. So to have that person in hand and somebody that's actually willing to help us, that would be a good step.
Sonia?
I know that John had been going through some personal health issues. I do see him. He's very regularly at the 60-plus center, so he has been active again. It might be something that if you'd like, I could mention to him that you'd like to talk to him, or we can move on with finding somebody else either way.
I think both threads could actually be worked. Find out what his availability is and at the same time start looking for somebody else. If you find somebody else, it sounds like that would be the way to go since he hasn't been responsive.
Okay.
And of course, we've been waiting for you too, Sonia, this whole time. I mean, because this goal is pretty much, you know, you're going to partner with us on it anyway. So.
Well, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. Another thing I can tell you about John is he does not do Zoom, period. So if, you know, that might be another thing that makes it more difficult. He's not an email or Zoom person.
That would be mm-hmm. it then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, goal number five, which is really number three, seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60-plus community. This is a 2 to 5 year goal. This is the one Patty said she was interested in. And I also said I would help with that.
And that was one, Ann, before Angela left the group that she had written a few pages report on. And I wanted to know that you and Patty have copies of that.
Okay. Thank you. That would be great. And that one is going to carry on. Okay. Goal number four, which says 24, create a 60-plus volunteer driving program. And this is ongoing. And I know Bryn's got some feedback for us about that.
Yes, that was one that I was working on. We reviewed it, and actually I sent through a report saying that at this time we had seen that it was not feasible to proceed with that, and that we were looking at the possibility of volunteer drivers on another program, which would be the wheelchair accessible van.
Okay.
Which is not a goal of this group.
Okay, thank you. And then the last goal is number five, even though it's called 25, form a work group to focus on 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. And this goal was Angela, Bob, and myself. And that's really kind of sad looking because Angela is no longer with us and Bob is no longer with us. So if there's anyone interested in working on that, that would be great. No.
You can put me down. You can put me down for that, Ann. I think, of course, I'd have to be working really close with Sonia on it, but I wouldn't mind coming up with documentation for, or at least in leading a work group to come up with documentation for the policies and procedures. I'm sure she's got her opinions on those.
That would be great, Stu. If you'd like, I can contact you afterwards and we could try to set up a time to meet, because going through the policies and procedures as they currently exist is my next goal at the 60
okay,
Plus
well,
Center.
Sure, not to rush you or anything. How about you and I go over them together? Just send me a copy or someplace that I can go and look at them, what you've got currently in place. And then we can be in lockstep together as we want to meet. Sure. I mean, I'm open for during the day or even evening time.
Okay. So. Yeah.
You're going to set that aside for a while?
No. No. Seek out opportunities to increase.
Sorry, Ann, I can't hear the question.
Patty is being thrown for quite a loop with a weird numbering system here. So what it says, number three, the 60 Plus Center will continue to meet the needs of the growing aging population. That one is being set aside. No, it was number three. Okay. Then the one that says 24, create a 60 Plus volunteer driving program. That one is changing, but it's going away. Yes.
So that's the one you
and Stu are on? No. No, that one's going away. The one that says number 25 is now really five. That's Stu and I.
Yeah, with help from Sonia, of course.
Yeah.
I'm on three. Okay.
You and I are number three. Okay. I know, it's really confusing. Mike said he was going to see what he could do about changing it, and apparently when he tried to do that, it just made it all the more difficult. Okay, so yeah. That's where we are on the goals we currently have. So the differences would be... in this new year, 2022-23, it says goal number 26, encourage all members of the 60 Plus Advisory Committee to become members of the association. Okay, and I paid mine, went in and paid my dues. And I won't do anything.
I'm in.
We had it down that we would ask people at the meeting, and then Mike and I talked about it, and I kind of felt uncomfortable with doing that. Not that I don't not want to hold people accountable, but I just said, you know, I'm not a policeman. I'm not going to, you know, point fingers and say you haven't paid your membership. So now it's just a reminder that if you have not joined the 60 Plus Center, please take a moment and go in and find out how to do it. And it takes you about 30 seconds to do. You just tell Sonia you want to do it, and voila, it's just done about that quick. She was so slick, I didn't even know she was getting my credit card and everything. That's pretty fast. Watch out.
It's only $25. It's only $25, and you learn a lot about the senior center, you know, if you do join it yourself. That'd be my encouragement to the rest of the members who haven't joined.
No, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. So now you know where you are within the work of the committees, correct? And I'm going to make a great big assumption that there really hasn't been much going on the last couple of months, so now we can kind of get back to work. Stu, it sounded like you wanted to take the lead on number 25 or... yeah, number 25.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's just, how about that? It's the same number in current year goals as it is in future goals.
And Sorry, Angela had done a whole bunch of work and she's put it out in the cloud. I'm going to try to go back and get into that email, and I will forward that to you so that you
is
have
that all for goal number 25?
Yes, so that you have all that information. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And if I can't...
I'm just have a question about what her information would be.
Well,
when
I'll
Sonia
send it
said
to you.
That she's...
I'll send it to you, and then you when can see what it is. Because I don't know.
Okay, sounds good.
I don't
sounds
know what
good.
It is.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
No.
Well, why don't you send it to Sonia, too? Sonia, too.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I can do that.
Because she's going to want to actually be in lockstep with what's going on with that goal. Is that okay, Sonia, if you look at that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Then we will all be on the same page with what work's already been done and where we want to go from here.
Okay. All righty. The next, any more discussion on the goals?
Well, I just want to raise my hand. And the first step for goal number 25, which is form the work group to focus on 60-plus activity-centered policies and procedures, identify work group members. I think we've already done that, and we can actually check a checkbox on that one, right?
Well, that means we're in the process of working on it, yes.
That's what I'm actually asking, whether or not we've identified all the work group members, you, myself, and Sonia.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we can check the checkbox on that one, right? Number 333. And now the next step is 334 to review all current plus 60 activity center policies and procedures.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to set that out there to say that we're done with one of the things.
Okay. All righty. Now we're going to talk about committee members. As you can see, this is a pretty short list. We are to be a 7-member board, and we currently have 4 members. Angela needs to come off of this. And I've been on here longer than 2018, but that's okay. So we have Bryn, and your term ends December 2022. Patty, your term ends 2022. Stu's is 2023, and mine would be 2023. So we need to...
Yeah, was it a... My question is, when I was first brought on, appointed, it was a 3-year term, correct?
2.
Hello?
They're all 2-year terms.
2-year terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if I first appointed on 12/7/2020, then I would expect it to end, you know, right around 2022 instead of 2023.
You may have been filling the seat of somebody who had to vacate their chair for that first year.
I don't remember that.
That's okay.
I do remember the mail. It said you've got a, well, it was nothing was said to me about, you know, going in place of somebody who had vacated. They just said you have a 2-year term, starts now.
Well,
so that's my question. I'm wondering.
Well, now you do. You're stuck with me here until the end of 2023.
Whoa, I feel like I've been taken hostage a little bit here.
That's probably good. So.
Oh, well. I'll deal with that.
Sonia will be making sure that the people in HR get something out, advertising that we have some spots available. Of course, some of those will be 1-year terms, and some of those will be 2-year terms. Okay.
And Anne, this is CM. I just wanted to add that we just re-upped and reviewed as the council, and I am that officially the liaison, and Beatrice is officially the alternate through 2022.
Yay.
Okay. Good. So we can be updated that on that list too, to say 2022.
Yep. Okay.
I'm also looking at the City of Newport page for the plus 60 senior center, and it's not correct either. Maybe I should make a motion possibly to work with the city to sync up what the actual plus 60 Senior Center Advisory Committee is, and make sure that appears on the city's website.
Well, we don't need a motion for that. We just need to give instructions to Sonia that she can take care of that for us.
And perfect.
She's making a note.
Okay, thank you for taking that away and taking that as an action item, Sonia. There's members on here that I've never met and haven't been on the committee for a while. And a couple of them, they're recently resigned. And their terms are incorrect also.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think we are the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, that's
we're
correct.
Not the senior anything.
That's correct.
Okay, you don't want senior in there. I gotcha.
No, and also with the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Because we changed the name. We took the word senior out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, okay. The website can be updated for that too.
So if you know of anybody who you think might be able to add to our group and help our processes, make sure they talk to to Sonia, and we can get that information out there and hopefully increase our numbers soon. Okay. Then I brought this to the attention of Sonia, one of our meetings. I'm really concerned with, and I know life is happening out there, so this isn't a judgment against any particular person, but we've had a huge turnover lately, and it's really hard. My impression is it's hard for us to really get into our work and continue and be steady with doing it if we constantly are having members change. So we've had a huge change over the last year and a half with people coming on, people going off. And so my thought to her was that I think what we need to do as a group is kind of create some kind of a letter or a welcome introduction and saying, this is my thoughts, that this is what the committee is about, this is what our purpose is, this is what we are trying to do. You will be asked to attend monthly meetings, either Zoom, in person, or on the phone. You will choose which particular goal you want to work on. You will be an active member of that work group and help us to move forward so that people really understand what they're getting into, because that's what I have heard when a few people have come on and come off and dropped off in the last year and a half, is that this really wasn't a fit for them after all. So I think we need to be a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, but we need to provide more information so that people really know what they're getting into, so that we don't get new members on and go through the whole process. And this includes not just us, keep in mind. This is City Hall, Human Resources, sending information out, going through the documentation, doing background checks, do all that stuff. So what we do is little and not much compared to what other people do, so that we can have a committee and have members. So how does anybody else feel? Do you think I'm just tooting up the wrong tree? Does this make sense? Yeah. Or I'd like your feedback on my thoughts.
And it makes sense to me in that there are a lot of things that we do as a committee. It's a very active committee, and I think that it is important that people who join it, I know we need members, but I think that we really need members who understand that the participation that is expected of them. So I certainly agree with you.
Okay.
I'm also right on board with you. I'm also right on board with you, Anne, about making sure that we go a little bit deeper in our descriptions and get a little bit granular about how much time it would take to be a committee member. What are you going to be asked to do? Who does it benefit? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a good place for it to be would probably be at the City of Newport website also. I'm also a member of the committee, advisory committee for the police department, and they have a frequently asked questions spot on their police page. talks about what is the police committee? What does it do? You know, what is the responsibilities of it? It's a frequently asked question that they have a link, and they've got it linked to a very granular description of what the police committee, advisory committee is responsible for in the community. So that something like that might be a good way to actually point people that are interested in this particular committee to that same frequently asked questions page and have an entry for the Plus 60 Center. Hopefully that would, help that situation where people don't know what they're getting into when they join.
That's an excellent point. I didn't know about that. And keep in mind now that that means, so this just shows how much we're just not on this little island by ourselves, is that that's going to take somebody else within the city of Newport to actually do that for us. So before we start creating a bunch of work for them, let's be very thoughtful about it. But I agree, Stu. I didn't know that was on there. Every time I go on to the City of Newport website, I get so frustrated because I think it's so unnavigable for most people. So
it is.
I just say, forget this. I'll just call somebody and get my answer. But I think
you can never find what you're looking for, and it's hard to navigate.
So I think that's a great idea, though. Certainly something that we can add. Patty, you've been quiet. Any thoughts over there?
I'm still a little confused what you're talking about, but where you initially started, it sounded to me like you were talking about the general membership of this, realized you weren't. So what are you?
I can't hear Patty.
Patty's asking about what I'm talking about. Which is always a good question because sometimes I don't even know. I'm talking about this board, this committee. Yes, our group.
Are you trying to get the community to?
Not necessarily. We're trying to increase our numbers, but get members on here who understand what their purpose is and why are they joining this committee, and are they going to jump in with both feet and be a... Yes.
Okay.
Are they committed enough to do it?
So can you tell us, don't forget to push the button when you're talking, Patty. Can you tell us a little bit, since you're brand spanking new, this is Patty's first meeting here, welcome, and I apologize, I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier. It seems like you've been here forever because it was November when I first got to meet you. How did you feel about the process? Did you feel like you were given enough information about what you thought we were going to do? Are you hearing things now? Are your expectations lower, higher?
I think overall,
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I got a little confused because of the numbers that were changing and the years were changing, and you understood what you were talking about. That was, I think I'll catch up on that. I guess I'm the only thing I'm confused about. I understand, I think, what the different numbers mean. It's the numbers that are confusing. I have a vague idea of what my role will be or what I hope it will be. In that I have worked so much in Lincoln County until I got hurt, and then in Monmouth Independence area, I was very, very active with the local Hispanics, getting groups started, teaching English as a second language. You all know by now that I really love working with the other cultures. And so I've been thinking in my mind before the meeting where I might start, and who I'm going to work with and all of that. Like, I know I probably will want to start a an ESL group, those that need to know more English. And just, I haven't thought it all the way through, but I know that I do want to get involved in the community where there's a need. How should I say this, because it doesn't sound right. I'm not particularly interested in getting involved with the homeless, except maybe on an individual basis. I mean, that's not where my skill is. My skill is working with people that feel kind of left out or don't understand or want to learn English. As you all know, that I spent a year in Mexico City working with the poverty group, and they don't know the meaning of poverty, by the way. They don't emphasize it like we do, and they're in worse shape. But so I don't know. I thought maybe today I'd have more idea of what I would be doing. Okay. But I'm beginning to get the flow of things. But I'm like, mm-hmm. What you were talking about. I didn't have any idea really what you did.
Okay. So now I'm going to say that's kind of our responsibility, and being the chairperson, I will apologize sincerely for that. Well, I didn't really see, we were just doing what we've always been doing, and it was working until all of a sudden we were, using the fly swatter, and people were coming on and dropping off like crazy. And it was beginning to really upset me, and that I was feeling like my feet were stuck in cement, and every time I go to lift them up, nothing was happening. So I talked to Sonia about this, and she said, well, take it to your committee. So
another thing is that's on my mind is, and one thing I was quite active with in Independence and Monmouth was getting the city to have a special garbage pickup day where the kids would go and help these seniors or people that couldn't function. But things like that is what I'm hoping I'll be able to be involved in.
Okay.
So I worked with the city of Independence, which is really more or less both of them, in things that the youth needed to keep them off the streets, that sort of thing. Anyway, that's where my interest is, and of course, that I was a real estate agent, which neither I prefer building renovation, but anyway, so you have a kind of an overview.
Okay.
What would be helpful for me now that we've talked about this, I'm still a little confused, if you correct numbers and send me something that I can actually visually see.
Okay, well, what I will do is I will type it up separately from that, because within that system that looks like this, I can't correct the numbers. That's just the way it is.
So anyway, I'm available whatever, however.
Okay.
I can be used.
Well, thank you, Patty. I appreciate that. And I don't know what everybody else just heard from Patty, but one of the things I heard is that she really didn't know what was expected. That comes back to us, to this chair that I'm sitting in right mm-hmm. here. That's my responsibility, I feel. So, Stu, what would you like to say?
Okay, I'm saying thank you, Patty, for explaining what you want to do with mm-hmm. this particular committee. The numbering system, don't worry about that. It's just, they're just indicative of a goal title. No problem in the numbering system. Did you see any of the goals that we're currently working on the heading of fiscal year 21 to 22 that interested you? I mean, I think just to hear you talk, you're interested in increasing diversity in the community and helping the people who don't have a say for themselves because they may have language issues. For equity and inclusion to the 60-plus community, that you really need to actually help them get involved in the 60-plus community. And so that sounds like something you'd be interested in doing. That'd be goal number 5 at this point. So that would be my suggestion to encourage you to maybe start thinking about developing a strategy to identify the bilingual multicultural volunteers that we could get. I mean, with your experience, sounds like you have it. You have names, most likely.
So if you're interested in that, it would be good. Even before, just on my own, start doing that. When I worked with, it kind of happened by accident, the group that I worked with, well, actually, it was just two of us, because we saw how the veterans didn't know where to go. They were getting the runaround and all kinds of things. And it turned out to be a year of much resource, research, I guess I should say. And then I did a directory, not just what the VA would help them with, but what the community would help them with. So
yeah, that sounds like you'd be a perfect fit for that five.
I'm a little bit limited with the doctor's appointments at the moment, but that went through my mind. Maybe I could kind of use that same principle like John and I did. And it all started because the veterans wouldn't stop it.
Let me just say one thing. You aren't expected to know everything about what this committee does. Like Ann said, and I take responsibility for this too, for the new people that are coming in, we've got to explain it to them or have a place to point, like I was saying, for a frequently asked questions of what does the 60 plus activity center do and who do they do it for and when and what. We could have that on our website. It's something that needs to be done. And so we could point somebody like you to the website so you could actually look it over and see what you had questions about and bring it to the meeting. And then we could coach you. We could coach you and help you understand what each of us want to do and how that would mesh with what you want to do with this appointment. I think you have an opportunity here to really help, and I'm happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, actually.
Okay, so Patty is already on that goal for the current year goal and the upcoming goal. So we're set on that. Sonia, what would you like to say?
Well, just to go along with what you were just saying, Stu, this is what you're bringing up, Anne, is how can we get that information out? What is the committee going to do to put together that FAQ, or what method are you going to use to share that information?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Righty. So it sounds like we're ready and set. Thank you for your feedback on that. I'm glad it wasn't just me. It sounds like Stu and I will be working on that. So, Bryn, did you want to work on that too? So now that I've said this, just to clarify for Patty, this is always going to make me stop and think, Patty. So thank you very much. So now the work group whoever these people are who say, I want to work on that, they will get together. They will do some kind of work on it. They may or may not have anything, but at next month's meeting, there is an expectation that they're going to say, hey, this is what we did. This is what we'd like you to approve, or this is what we did, but we don't have anything to give you yet, or, an update. So we will always kind of know what's happening with the goals, and they're not just left
hanging. For me, it's catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bryn, did you want to work on that with Stu and I, or did you just want to get the information through the committee? What's your preference?
Certainly, I want to contribute as much as I can to this committee, but I also can't get myself in a position where I am over-committing myself. I'm currently teaching twice a week for Walk with Ease and for 60-plus, and I'm involved with training for Fit and Strong for 60-plus, and I'm also working with the NRPA and the project we've been working on for a few years with 60-plus. And I have some other volunteer obligations, and I just hate to overcommit myself. So.
Okay.
Your goal number one is pretty multi-part, too. You got a lot of work there with the goal number one, too.
So I'm not good. And I don't want to commit and then let a group down, so I'd rather not.
Okay. Well, that's what I assumed, Bryn, but then I thought, careful. You don't want to go assuming things when it's recorded. So Stu and I, outside of this meeting, will set up time to get together. Stu and I have worked together previously, and so I kind of know how it will go. We will throw lots of ideas out there, and then we'll kind of use the pick and go through them and say, nah, or yes, or, this needs a little more added to it, and then we will bring that information back. And the same thing
For both, only thing I was going to interject there, Anne, for both the website that we want to put a fact together for, that Sonia mentioned, and the 60-plus Activity Center Policies and Procedures Manual. Those are the two that I see that we need to work on.
Yeah, those are, two different things. So the one is a goal. This is just a side thing that I think we need to work on. Okay. All righty. Thank you so much for indulging me and listening to that and supporting that idea. Okay, Sonia, do you have any public comments?
I do not have any public comments.
Okay. And everyone can see here, Sonia included her report to Mike of what she's been doing. I say she's been kind of a busy beaver. Holy moly. Anne? She sent that, Stu.
Stu has a comment about agenda item 6, public comments. Isn't that supposed to be for people who have actually sent an email 4 hours before this and that have a public comment ready and they've joined to the audio portion of the meeting and they can say what their public comment is? I didn't think it was for Sonia.
Well, it is. It is what you're describing, but also if any comments are brought to Sonia and she brings them to the committee. I don't know if you can remember, but there were a few times when people went in and were talking to Peggy about things they wanted to do or didn't want to do, or they were just disgruntled about, and she brought that to us in this public forum. So yes, it's
remember
outside and also for anything she may know about. Do you have
for both? Yeah, in the police meeting, they stop right there and they say, "Okay, anybody joined to the audio portion from the public? Do you have any comments?" And usually, there's not anybody joined.
Okay. So. Yeah, I don't know what I would do if that happened. Patty.
Will someone explain the volunteer hours to me?
The volunteer hours. Okay, so it's time that you have spent working on a goal or a project that we're doing. You keep track of that. Do not add in the time for this meeting, though. And then Judy will ask us how much time we spent doing work and volunteer work, and then we send her back an email and tell her.
It's a monthly basis, yeah. And
thank you for asking.
You don't give her the hours for this meeting. She does those separately.
Any questions of Sonia about what she's been up to, or just any questions at all? I don't. I can see she's been busy and she's met with me a couple times. Was not on the agenda. Accreditation is up and moving again. And next month, I think, unless Sonia wants to say something about it now, I know I was always reporting on that, but now that we have Sonia, I think it's going to be nicer if it comes from her. Did you want to say anything about accreditation?
Sure, let's go ahead and update you. I did meet with Anne, Bryn, and
Bev
regarding the accreditation, got a good understanding of what's going on. Oh, Peggy, that was it. Peggy, Anne, and Bev. I apologize, Bryn. I did forward the accreditation. I did let the peer-to-peer review team, that's who's going to look at our accreditation submission next. I let them know that we would like to go forward as submitted. The only change that I made to what Peggy had actually submitted before she left was that I sent in my resume so that they would have the current supervisor's information. They have since sent back a list of questions. We've met again. We answered all of the questions, simple things about, how we address certain items in the accreditation. And at this point, they have acknowledged that they've received our resubmission and they will be reviewing. We are hoping that they will get the review. They will require an interview, probably a full day with me and hopefully the accreditation team. And from there, we're hoping to get the final vote on the accreditation no later than the end of April, possibly at the end of March, if all goes really well.
And then I'm going to dance.
Question.
Right here. Yes.
Question. Why are you so happy, Anne? What do we get when we are accredited?
What do we get?
50 plus activities.
Well, number one, we get recognition for the hard work that we did in putting everything together, and it was a tremendous amount of work. Then also, we just get recognized throughout the nation as a 60 plus or a senior center that is accredited. It opens us a big avenue for grants availability. We'll just all be grown up. That's just kind of the way I like to look at it. We've made it. We've made it to adulthood, and now we can move on. And I'm really excited about the opportunities that will come. I think our goals are going to change drastically in the next 3, 4, 5 years if we've maintained it. I think our goals are going to change drastically in what we're going to be able to do.
And one thing that I've looked at is that as a long-term goal, not a long-term goal, the Activity Center has been looking toward reimbursement for evidence-based programs by Medicaid and by being an official approved
recognized
center. This is going to, I think, help us a long way toward that.
And that'll be great. That'll just be a little income that will, you know, the more money we have, the more we can do different things that perhaps we're not doing now.
It adds a stamp of audited quality to the 60 plus center too.
Yep. Whew, okay.
Thanks for answering that question. I didn't know.
Sure. So the individual groups, now we can get back to work. Holidays are over. Thank goodness. I don't know about you, but I'm just like ready to be doing some great fun work again. So if you are working with a particular person, either one of you can reach out, start the communication, and we'll meet again next month. Our meeting next month is, the same exact date, March 28th.
Real quick, Sonia, how about if I come up with a plan to change the website and put that frequently asked questions link in where it makes sense and present that to you, and you could just take and run with it, or we can comment about it when we meet. Does that sound good? I've had a little bit of experience in web design.
That sounds great. Of course, I'm not the one making the changes, but I will be the one to move it forward with the city. So please do that, Stu. That'd be great.
Okay. All right. And then, Ann, we just need to meet with Sonia on our goal.
Yeah. I think what would be most helpful, and this is an impression I got from Sonia, so I'm kind of guessing, but she'll tell me if I'm wrong or right, which I appreciate, is that you and I can get together and we can get some work done, present it to her and get feedback instead of including her in the nitty-gritty of the work. Correct, Sonia? I thought so.
Sense.
So you and I will meet before we present the information to her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm expecting to get an email from you or Sonia that tells about the current policies and procedures in place right now.
Yes.
For the 60 plus center, so that we know where to go and jump off of.
Yeah.
If we want to change it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, we do. So next month's agenda. Thank you, Sonia. See, I told you she's right on top of it. So we will have we'll have the minutes, of course. We'll talk about our goals. We will report back on Stu and I, one of us, or I will report back on the work that we have started on this new member stuff.
And I can report on the website changes, where we are with that.
Now, remember,
and
Stu,
Sonia can help me.
You make recommendations. This is what the city of Newport, they have their own way of doing things. So don't get your hopes up too high.
Oh, well.
Just going
to
present.
Well, I'm in it to win. Okay. These guys don't know what they're doing on the website. You said it yourself. You can't find anything.
Yes. So then
I'm in it for the plus 60 people.
And then
get the word out.
We'll have the accreditation update, whatever we may or may not know by then. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
everyone.
Point well taken, Ann. Point well taken, Ann, on that. I'll be gentle.
Okay.
And I'll work through Sonia. How's that? I'll work through Sonia.
That's the right way to do it. We, as committee members, we don't need to be telling IT what they do or don't do with their job. because they're the ones.
No, didn't even enter my mind, okay, to tell you the truth.
It's called tiptoe.
a reorg of a website isn't really telling the IT people how to do their job.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you all for being here. I so appreciate it. Thank you, CM. I'm going to go ahead and close this meeting of the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee at, what time is it? 3:46. Stay safe, everybody. See you in a month.
Okay. Tell me when you want to meet, Ann.
Will do.
I'll see if I'm open.
End the meeting. Leave meeting. Okay, now I'm going to wait till I know we're not recording.